Brilliance Audio presents Undaunted by Helen Hart.
Before I could stop myself, I spilled the whole story about Dante and River breaking into the graveyard tonight. I conveniently left out the part about Julian being a ghost and glamoring anyone who crossed their paths. Oh, and I also left out the part that all three of them were vampires. "Oh my God," Lucy said. "I know, but what can I do? I can't call the cops. I don't want to get them in trouble. And River is a cop." "We could call Jay," Lucy suggested. "Maybe he can talk them out of it." That wouldn't do any good.
"Why not?"
"Because they would glamour him." I couldn't say that to Lucy. She would think I was more of a nutcase than the nutcase I was currently channeling. Lucy picked up her cell phone from the bottom of her locker.
"Oh!
What is it?" She bit her lip.
"Family issue," she said after glancing at her phone.
"It's a good thing I have a few personal days available. I'm going to need to take some days off." "Is everything okay?" I wanted to sound more concerned. I wanted to be more concerned. I just couldn't get my mind off Dante and River desecrating a cemetery.
"Yes, everything's fine. Don't worry."
She fumbled in her locker and pulled out an envelope, handing it to me.
"This is for you."
"What is it?"
"It's personal. Please, just trust me. If baby Bianca comes back into the emergency room, open it. Do what it says."
"Luce,
don't open it unless she comes back."
"But
trust me. Everything is okay. Trust me."
Her tone was almost hypnotic. The white envelope burned like a heated coal against my palm. I opened my mouth to speak, but Lucy raced out, disappearing in a flash. My fingers itched to rip the paper. But I'd made a promise to Lucy, and no matter where my mind had gone during the last couple of days, she was still my best friend and had been there for me when I needed her. I snatched my purse out of my locker and buried the envelope in the bottom of it, determined to forget it. I was on duty, and now, with Lucy gone at the last minute, we would be short-handed. I changed into my scrubs and hurried out of the locker room. I still had a few minutes before I needed to clock in, so I decided to visit the blood bank to make sure the B positive had been restocked. As I walked down the corridor, a strange sound resonated off to my right. A supply closet, and the door was cracked. Another sound, like a squeak.
"Hey, anybody in there?"
I pushed the door slightly. Another squeak. My skin chilled as I opened the door farther. Then,
"Oh my God, Logan, is that you?"